Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Let's get this conversation started. This episode of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch, Pivot, or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal, professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started, what do I do, I need to talk this through with someone, I need some tools, I need some encouragement, I need some ideas, I need some resources, I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch, Pivot, or Quit strategy sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today. On today's show, we're chatting about your personal brand and the importance of it. So we're going to cover 7 ways to develop your personal brand while climbing the corporate ladder. Now, I can honestly say that before I embarked on my SPQ, I had not thought much about my personal brand, let alone anything about developing it. Okay, it just wasn't something that was on my radar. And it wasn't until I ventured out into this freelance world that I realized I'd done a terrible job of branding myself. Let's just be honest here. We're all about honesty, candidness, and growth. And that is what I realized. I was like, what have you done? Nothing. So now you may be thinking, but I don't have that type of job. Like, why would I need to worry about branding myself? And you hear this word branding all the time now, especially because of so many of the digital careers that are out there, and everyone's talking about branding and the style that you create and logos and fonts and this and that. But no, I'm talking about the brand of you. Let me put it to you this way. Your resume is how you show up on paper, but the brand that you create is how you show up in real life. Okay, it's what people feel from you. It's what they know to be true about you. It's what they've experienced of you. That is creating your personal brand. So, moving forward, if you've ever wondered why some people are making greater strides within their careers with the same amount of experience as you, pay attention to how they move. Whether it's learned or innate, I guarantee you that you'll notice that they employ some, if not all, of the tactics and maybe even a few more of their own that I'm about to share with you. So the first one is always keep your word. From the little tasks to the big projects, do what you say that you will do. And if you know that you can't execute to the best of your ability, then be upfront about it. Now, I'm not saying make excuses as to why you can't get something done before you even try, but I am suggesting that you learn how to manage people's expectations so as not to disappoint. You always want to keep your word and you want to be that dependable person in the office setting. Now, the second thing is create your niche. So when you create a niche, you become known for flawless execution or something in particular in your company, or better yet, in your industry. You become known for something. Your name becomes synonymous with something, whether it be research, whether it be giving presentations, whether it be creating like dope presentations or PowerPoint presentations or something like that. Whatever it is, you want to be known for something. You want to create your niche. Obviously, almost all the people that you're working with are qualified or else they wouldn't be there. But how can you make yourself stand out? How can you add to your brand by creating your niche? Now, when you're able to make your mark in an industry, transitioning from one company to the next, sometimes it ends up being seamless because you'll likely have recruiters and headhunters and things of that nature actually seeking you out because you're starting to build a buzz for yourself, creating your own brand and becoming known for something. Now, depending on your industry, if you're really like feeling fancy, you can angle to coin maybe your own term or your own phrase or a process or methodology. So maybe you've done some research, or maybe you created this system or this program. Let's say you're an engineer or something. You created this program. Maybe you can coin your own term. Maybe you can coin your own program so that you become known, and you've now created a niche and you become known for this particular program, this particular phrase, things of that nature. Okay. It's similar to how when you think of now the podcast Switch Pivot or Quit, the name Switch Pivot or Quit, you probably had never heard that combination of words together before, because I created it, I came up with it. But now, anytime you hear pivot, you're probably also going to think about Switch Pivot or Quit, because I've now coined that terminology and I've created a niche for myself with the Switch Pivot or Quit and the thoughts behind it and the process behind it. So create something of your own, create a niche, be known for something. Third thing is speak up. I know some of you might be thinking, but I'm shy. I don't really use my voice at work the way that I could. Well, you need to get uncomfortable, and you need to get comfortable with getting noticed, okay? Being noticed is a part of the game if you want to create your personal brand. So be proud of yourself in the work that you produce. If you're confident and competent, that will become associated with your brand. But on the other hand, if you're quiet and indifferent, that will also become associated with you and your brand. Not exactly what you want. So when you speak up for yourself, you can see great things happen in terms of establishing your brand, because people feel your presence and they know that you're there. You can also think of how you can extend your voice in spaces outside of your company or inside of your company. So inside of your company, you can think of things like company meetings, working on special projects and being vocal in those projects and the process of that project. Maybe outside of your company, you can think of conferences or maybe industry events or industry awards that you can attend and make your presence felt. Speak up, assert yourself, get involved in different conversations, meet the who's who at these different events or conferences and whatnot. The best example that I can offer to you guys that's of the moment right now of someone who has done a great job of speaking up and making their presence felt is Bozama St. John, who is the chief brand officer at Uber. She has done an excellent job of branding herself outside of her company. People know her name. They don't know, oh, that executive that works at Uber. They know her name. They feel her presence when she walks into a room. She's vocal about her story. She's vocal about her experience. She shares with people and she just makes her presence felt. And so in turn, she has now created a stellar personal brand that you just can't miss, and everyone knows it now. And let me add to that, there may also be a time when you have to toot your own horn. Don't be afraid to do so. There's a lot of people who are timid, who are shy, who think that their peers might look down upon them if they toot their own horn. But just know there will come a time when you have to toot your own horn, because the workplace is competitive and people are not always going to be looking out for you and trying to champion you. Sometimes you will have to champion yourself. You will have to make it known what you have done, what you've accomplished, what you plan to accomplish, what you're working on, all those good things. So there might come a time where you have to toot your own horn, and you want to become comfortable with doing that. The fourth thing is curate a group of professionals that will vouch for you. Now, they don't need to be your close friends or people that you kick it with on weekends. These aren't people that you need to befriend on a deep level, but they should be the talkers, the insiders, the early adopters, and the first to know things, as well as those that others consult for feedback, advice, or industry insight. Curate a group of people and a group of professionals that consists of those types of people, because those types of people, you want them to know them. You want your name in their mouth, so that when people are discussing maybe possible promotions or looking to bring someone in from another company that does XYZ, if those people know you, they will then chime in, speak up, and throw your name into the hat, because you've created a brand now. They know you for your brand. They know what you do. They know how you execute, and they have a relationship with you. So they're more likely to speak up for you and speak on your behalf, which is a great thing. Now, the fifth thing is identify your most valuable skills and use them. Okay? Showcase them whenever you can and allow them to shine. Accept compliments and praise, yet maintain a humble spirit that invites people to want to work with you and want to utilize your skills and want to continue to compliment you and tell you how great this or that was that you've done and how they were so impressed when you executed on XYZ. Know your skills. Be able to identify your skills. And this is something that will also be useful as you continue to present yourself to other people, because someone might say, let's say in a job interview, they might say, what are your most valuable assets? What are you really skilled at? You can just run it off. You'll know exactly what to say. Your valuable skills equal personal capital. Just remember that. Now, the sixth thing is don't be afraid to move on. As I mentioned earlier, Bozama, she has moved on and switched companies a few times, but all of those moves, I'm sure, were strategic moves. You have to have a goal in mind and be strategic about your efforts to achieve that goal. So if you see an opportunity that would help you advance towards your goal and enhance you professionally, take it. Take the opportunity. Do what you have to do to get to the next step and don't be afraid to move on. These are not your family members. It's a company. They're your coworkers. You can still maintain relationships. You still should maintain a good relationship upon your exit with that company. You should maintain a good relationship with that company. You can maintain relationships with the employees there, but nothing says that you have to be bound to one company. So move on when you know that it's best for you and establish your brand. Now, the seventh thing, as much as I hate to say this, it has to be said. The seventh thing is be well groomed at all times. Now, it may sound superficial, but never underestimate the power of a look. People want to do business with and work with people that they can relate to and not stare at like a foreign animal at the zoo because something superficially about their appearance is totally off-putting. You want to maintain a presence that is approachable for people, that is well-groomed, that's not off-putting. You know, even you take somebody like Mark Zuckerberg, people know him for wearing his what they call uniform, his black t-shirt and pants. That is another easy way to brand yourself. I'm not saying that you have to create a uniform for yourself, but maybe you're known for being the person that always has very stylish dresses. Maybe you're known for being the person that always has killer shoes, like awesome Arsenal shoes. Whatever it is, just make sure that you are on point with your look. And it's not to say that you have to be the best dressed. It's not to say that you have to be the best looking, but you want to have a presentable image so that people are not put off by your image and they're more so welcomed by your image versus, let me give you an example. There was this young man, he was an intern for me, and he had a floating intern situation. So he rotated between departments. Now, the time that he was in my department, the only thing that I remember about him is this hideous haircut that he had. The haircut could not be more awful. It was like he cut his own hair blindfolded. The line over his ear was jagged and it went up and down like the Rocky Mountains. It was just something like that really caught your eye and you were like, what the hell happened here? And I tried to give him a pass the first time. I thought maybe, wow, he just was forced to cut his own hair and it just looks horrid and he knows that it looks horrid, but he's going to get a better haircut next time. He's going to work it out. Nope. Next time it was equally as bad. So pretty much that solidified my image of him, which then also went toward his brand, because I was thinking to myself, he doesn't care enough about his appearance to actually make it presentable. This is off-putting. This is off-putting. It's distracting, quite frankly. It's distracting. So, needless to say, your personal image plays into your personal brand and the brand that you create for yourself. You just want, even if you are a simple person, you might consider yourself a plain Jane, that's fine. flying below the radar is perfectly fine as long as you're not doing something that is off-putting and jarring to other people or distracting to your colleagues. So I really hope that these tips and the 7 ways to develop your personal brand while climbing the corporate ladder helped you. I hope that you'll be able to use them. And as always, I wish you well on all of your adventures and your journey and your success in this world. And you know what to do. Just keep killing it.